Hey, everybody! It's that time on a Friday! That's right, TGIF, Christine, that's Friday. We made it. And so did each and every one of you. You guys, this is not about surviving the week. This is about thriving each and every day. And the Friday, thank God it's Friday, is no exception. And I am totally inspired, super excited about this one, Christine, by a national holiday. Surprise, surprise, but this is a good one, and you're going to understand why in just a second.
Okay.
You guys, today is National Martini Day. That's right, I said it. Can you believe it? I know, I say it.
I do like a good martini every once in a while.
No yep. doubt about it. And it has inspired a thought for me that I want to share with you. Something for you to think about is you roll through this amazing Friday and right into the weekend. Maybe martinis aren't your thing, but I will tell you, there's so many metaphors sitting within a martini. Is your life shaken or stirred? Because I'm telling you, I like to shake it up, but not stir it up.
Yep.
Because stir it up means, like, okay, you're creating something that's not there, right? You're dredging from the bottom of the barrel of life, and you're stirring it up. Let's shake it up, right? Let's get our dance on. We're going to move it around, right? You guys know I'm all about shaking the snow globe of your life. It's beautiful, and sometimes it can be a whiteout, but when everything settles, how clear is the day? How clear is the night? How clear is it in your life? Shaken, not stirred, Christine. I also want to talk about, is your life on the rocks? That's right. You can have a martini on the rocks. My question for you is, are you on the rocks? Is it a clear day for you? Is there stuff you just need to clean up? What are the disruptions and the challenges that you're facing? And is that about growth for you? Can you shake it up in such a way that those rocks simply fall away in your life and the path is clear? And how about one of my favorites, because this is how I like my martini, just a little bit dirty. That's right, because you got to get your hands dirty in this world to make things happen. It is about us to make the choices and do the work and jump in and get dirty, right? Play a little. Have you ever seen a happy kid who's not dirty? Not at all. Never. That kid shows up, dirt everywhere, playing in the mud, loving it, right? Oh my God, need a bath. Just so I can go to bed. Or maybe just so I can come in the house. That was me. You guys, shake it up. Make it a little dirty out there. Take your life off the rocks. Or just blow those rocks out of the way. It's absolutely true. Christine, I took it all the way to my favorite drink. On a Friday. That's my hot minute.
Oh, golly. That is awesome. I love it. My addition to this conversation is about the voice and singing and opening up the throat chakra. A lot of times people have a hard time speaking what their truth is. And here we are sitting on these hot minutes. Here we are sitting inside a crescendo with the work that we do. And our focus is to find ways to help you open up to your authentic self, whatever that is, your unique expression, how you present yourself to the world, how comfortable you are inside of your own skin. And one of the things that is a place that people tend to shut down is their throat chakra. I am constantly helping people clear that energy. So here's my little suggestion, and it's not little, it's huge. Hum, sing, anything to get the vibration going in your throat. That will bring an element of a different opening energy, but it's also going to do something else that's wonderful. It's going to help you feel better. You know, the worry or the sadness or whatever is cooking in your system, all of a sudden, because you begin to sing or you begin to hum. I'm a musician. I do this all the time. But there's a release. And why is that? Well, as a researcher, I that's a long conversation. But the only thing you need to know right now is that you'll feel better if you start to sing. Everything feels better the moment you start to sing. Hum. And I don't care if you say, I can't sing. I can't sing. What is I can sing? What is that? And whose bar are you going off of? Just start to hum. sing, do all sorts, move your voice around, anything that you can. Anything, open it up. And you're going to be amazed at how, A, you're going to feel better, and B, you're going to have this release of old stuff around your throat. And that's my hot minute. A little bit long, guys. I love you. We'll talk tomorrow.
And that's another singing hot minute.